Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, Pop Chasers. Happy Tuesday. Happy first day back of Pop Chaser this week. I am Allison, and I am the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. It is Tuesday. I already said that, which means yesterday was Monday. If you have not listened to TV Watch Repeat's episode of Lost, where we go through the 2-hour pilot episode of Lost, Kate and I, she knows a lot about the show. I know nothing about the show. I think I left that podcast knowing everything about Lost, having only seen the first 2 episodes. So listen to that. It's fun, even if you don't watch it. And I think if you haven't watched Lost at this point, I wouldn't put yourself through it. Watch the first 2 episodes because that's the pilot, and then listen to the podcast and you'll know everything you need to know. And you can bullshit your way through any conversation about Lost. And I feel confident that I could honestly write a dissertation about that show, having never seen one episode beyond the pilot. But that's not what we're here to talk about today, you guys. We are here to talk about the top headlines in entertainment. And oh boy, do we have a lot. This week is really kicking off with a bang. I have a lot to discuss. We will hold off on Bachelor in Paradise until Wednesday. And I say, let's just get right into it. The first thing I actually wanted to tell you guys is I tried the iced crisp apple macchiato from Starbucks. And I have to say, it did not disappoint. I didn't make any adjustments to it. I just ordered an iced crisp apple macchiato grande, and it tastes like fall. I even Uber Eats it. I really treated myself and had somebody deliver it to me, and it cost twice as much, but it was worth every sip. So if you are a fall drinker, and there's nothing like drinking a fall drink in 93 degree weather, there's really not. So if you're somebody who's a PSL person, maybe you want to venture into the crisp apple genre of beverages, then I recommend it. Okay. The thing that I really want to talk about though, is speaking of fall, October 15th, mark it on your calendars. You guys, You season 3 is coming back. It is coming to Netflix on October 15th. That is October 15th, midway through the spookiest month. And we got a new teaser. It's not a trailer, but it is a teaser, and I'm going to play it right here. It's about a minute long, so bear with me, but I think it's worth listening to.
People these days will name their kids anything to get attention. And despite your mother's background and your grandma's determination to refer to you as 40 reincarnated, I know better. A boy is not what we expected, and I would be lying if I said the thought of a mini-me was purely exciting and not without challenges. Let's just say I'm hoping you'll do as I say, not as I do. But for you, I can change. I'll be a man you look up to, a man you will be proud to call Dad. So what to call you? A name that's strong but not intimidating, classic but not basic. Literary, of course, because you will grow up in a house full of books. Henry, choosing your name is the first of a lifetime of decisions I'll make to give you the best life possible, to protect you, to shape who you will become. Who are you going to be?
Okay, so October 15th, we have a new Goldberg in town. His name is Henry. And Henry, I like the name Henry for a baby. I think that's a cute little name. It's no Henri, which maybe that's too soon. I don't know. I'm going to keep that in there. But Joe is, you know, back to his old shenanigans, it sounds like. He says he's going to change. How many times over the course of seasons 1 and 2 of You has Joe said he was going to be a different man? I think he said it almost every episode. He wanted to change for Beck, but he couldn't. He wanted to change for love. Turns out she was, spoiler, just as off the wall as he was. And I think that this trailer tells me everything that I need to know about if Joe is or is not going to change. There's no way in hell he's going to change. At the end of last season, looked through the fence of his next door neighbors and said, this is just the beginning because this is where I had to be, exactly where I had to be to meet you, to a woman sitting poolside. And that, who I thought was maybe his mother, it is not. I think that maybe that will become the new his new fascination, though. I wonder how love is going to take that, because she didn't take well to any other woman that was poking around Joe's life in the past. So I think that this will be a very interesting season. I will say I'm a little apprehensive. I think when babies are used as plot devices, I'm always a little skeptical because it just feels like an easy out. Oh, we have to add more conflict. Let's throw a baby in there. But I don't know. I saw they released a couple photos of this new season, and Joe and Love are standing outside of a glass box. The same kind of glass box that they would keep people in, kill people in, you know, take your pick. And it tells me one thing, and that's that they'll never be able to buy a single family home, a single story family home, a ranch style house, because they always need a basement. And it also tells me that maybe they are maybe working together, ? To kill people. I think the thing is Joe killed people because they got in his way. And I'm not at all like, I'm not saying all of that's okay, but I'm saying it more in the sense that he wasn't like a Dexter serial killer. But I do think that this new season, I'm getting kind of Dexter season 4 vibes when Harrison was born, RIP Rita. I'm excited. Needless to say, I will look past the baby thing. And I have to say, I'm so excited about this. Nothing like, I'm going to get a crisp apple macchiato, sit my butt on the couch, hope it's going to be like a nice 68 degrees out, wear a sweater and watch you. And it'll be so basic and so amazing. Don't apologize for being basic, you guys. I did look into the name Henry because here I am. He's talking about like needing a name that means something and it needs to be literary. And of course, when I think of literary and I think of Henry, I think of Henry David Thoreau, the Walden author. I was a creative writing major in college, and that is that's all I can really give you guys. But I also was doing a little research and I found out that there is a serial killer named Henry Lee Lucas. So I don't know, maybe I'm digging. I probably am digging, but who knows? I'll probably find a body because this show is all about people getting offed. Anyway, I'll say it again. October 15th, Henry Goldberg joins us and I cannot wait. The next topic that I would love to discuss is Riverdale. So I love Riverdale. I think it is campy and it is absurd and it is so fun. And I mean, they know that. They know that this show is absolutely insane. There have been cults. There have been creepy dolls of dead brothers. There have just been dead brothers sitting on a chair in like a little cathedral inside their house. There have been rocket ships. I mean, there's been organ farming. I mean, most of those things that I've just said is just one story plot. Aliens, the list goes on. But is that all coming to an end? That is the question that a lot of fans are wondering right now. Season 6 has officially begun production as of Monday, August 30th. But with that announcement might also come some bad news. Now, nothing is official, of course. But the creator, Robert Aguirre Sacasa, has posted on Instagram the announcement that season 6 is beginning and the caption as follows. Forces are gathering for the ultimate battle between good and evil as the cameras begin to roll on Riverdale season 6. But who will stand on which side and who will live and who will die? Everything has been a prelude to this. Now, in addition to Henry David Thoreau, I can give you the definition of a prelude as a creative writing major. A prelude is an action or an event serving as an introduction to something important. So that tells me that the five seasons that have come before season six have really just been our appetizer, our mozzarella stick, our spinach and artichoke dip. What's your favorite app? If it's a dip, bonus points because we love the dip, right? My favorite appetizer, I think it would be a spinach artichoke dip, but don't sleep on nachos. I do think people are sleeping on nachos a little too much lately. Maybe COVID-wise, it's not the best thing for COVID. You're putting your hands in there, grimy little hands, but a nacho plate, get that as your meal, you guys. Just do it. Then get a chilaquile for breakfast, throw an egg on it. You're done. You're done. Okay, so who will live and who will die? Everything has been a prelude to this. To me, that sounds like we are gearing up for at least the climax of something. Now, is Riverdale going to go out on top? That would be the time to do it, right? At the season six point. Olivia Trufo-Wong, our incredible reporter on The Dip, did point out that actors sign seven-year contracts when they sign on to television shows like Riverdale. So KJ Apa even said himself that he signed on through season seven last year. With that said, I don't know if COVID could maybe affect those types of contracts or if we will get some type of a shorter season or just an end cap, an epilogue. Guys, you did not think you were getting an English lesson today, but here we are. Perhaps that could be what a season seven looks like, maybe even a step into the future more than the flash forward that we got after season four. Whatever it is, I think that this sounds pretty epic. A battle of good and evil. Who is going to live and who is going to die and what side are people going to stay on? I will say there are emojis that I'm going to just kind of like skip through some of the big ones that tell me clues. I see a Kevin and a Fangs emoji for sure. I see some roller coasters. I see a slot machine, ambulance. I think a Ross steak. Let's hope to God that is not some type of analogy for the Oregon farming. I definitely see a Chani emoji and a little baby angel emoji. This one is the one that's really getting me. A superhero emoji. A superhero emoji. What does that mean? Is Archie going to bring back the red circle? I hope not, but I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, he's only doing like 17 jobs right now. He has time for an 18th one. Riverdale is coming back on November 16th. Well, it's on right now, but season six will premiere on November 16th. So another fall show. This is just a spooky episode, you guys. Spooky, woohoo. That was my ghost impression. It's not that great. Speaking of spooky, I told everybody to watch Clickbait last week. Came out on Netflix on Wednesday this past week. And if you haven't watched it, fast forward to the end of this podcast episode because, and I'll just tell you the deep dive right now is that Davina from Selling Sunset has not sold the $75 million house. That's the deep dive. But if you do want to listen to spoilers, maybe that'll interest you in watching the show more if you know what's going to happen. I'm going to reveal some spoilers for Clickbait because I just want to talk about it so much. I was watching people on Twitter talk about it. I was eating it up. I loved it. And I just am curious if you guys watched Clickbait, what did you think about it? Clickbait is about Adrian Grenier's character, Nick, who is held hostage. And there's a viral video that says that if the video hits 5 million views, he dies. And you would think, myself included, that the show was maybe going to go on and on about like a hunt for him, trying to find him before that video hit 5 million. That is not what happened. In fact, they find him pretty quickly, dead. And when they found him, I was like, oh, okay, this isn't going to be like a Black Mirror thing. And it is very embedded in technology, embedded. But it's less about our reactions to watching these grim videos, whatever it may be. And it's more about catfishing. Now, I did not think that this was going to be a catfish series, but I have been rewatching Catfish since June, I got the MTV app on my Apple TV, and I have watched from beginning to end every episode of Catfish. I will say, and I consider myself an amateur sleuth. I've been known to describe myself as an amateur sleuth in the past. I did pick up on a possible catfish pretty late in the game, when Nick was being held hostage, and he truly seemed so confused by why he was there. I was like, oh my God, he's definitely being catfished. Now, I went through a couple possible suspects. I thought, okay, it's definitely going to be Matt, the teacher that he works with that had the affair with the other student. The Matt was actually my biggest guess. Before Matt, I thought it was going to be his son, Kai, which is just like, that's so rude of me. He just lost his father, and here I am suspecting him of catfishing. Then I thought maybe it was even going to be Ben, the reporter. Basically, I didn't trust one man on the show. And that's, I think, what maybe the whole show is supposed to do, is make you like question men. But I did end with thinking, okay, it's going to be Matt. And I will say, and I'm a big enough person to admit this, when I finished the penultimate episode, I said, I know how this is going to end. I'll get around to watching that last episode at some point. But for an eye, like it's going to be Matt. It's going to be this other teacher. And then I was talking to somebody else who had seen the finale, and she was like, you know what? I would watch that finale. So I press play, and lo and behold, the fact that this catfish was the old woman working in the office as like Nick and Matt's secretary, it blew my MFing mind. I don't think there were clues for me to really pick up on, other than the fact that it feels like somebody would in this age, maybe an older person would be involved in a catfish, because I think a lot of younger people, like, Kai's not catfishing. He's on TikTok. He's talking to that girl, but he's not catfishing. And Matt was busy like having inappropriate relationships with students. So that might have been the clue. She also had access to his passwords, and she was incredibly embedded, there's that word again, in his life as the secretary, as his assistant. So yeah, I didn't see it coming, and it really did shock me. I watched the entire last episode at the edge of my seat, my breath held. But it was a good series. I will say I love a twist. I love also a beginning, middle, and end. And when you see that last episode is called The Answer, there is something satisfying about that, just knowing you are going to get the answer. I did feel, for those listening who maybe are fans of Criminal Minds, I got a Criminal Minds-y vibe from this one. And, you know, I think that it probably could have been a Criminal Minds episode. But I thought the characters were compelling. I really loved Zoe Kazan in it. And I would recommend it, even though I just spoiled all of it. If you are somebody who doesn't mind spoilers and are like, you know what, I'll give this a shot, I think it's worth giving it a shot. It's only 8 episodes. It's quick. You can finish it in a weekend if you're dedicated or don't have a life like me. And that's clickbait, you guys. Did you see it coming if you watched it? I would love to know. My deep dive of the day is, I'm trying to work on my transitions, if you guys haven't noticed, because I have caught myself saying, okay, guys, the next thing I want to talk about. But the next thing I do want to talk about is my deep dive of the day, which is that I was just, here I am just sitting, minding my own business, scrolling through Instagram. And then I saw a photo from Davina, who I was like, oh, wow, I follow Davina. I do. I follow Davina. And naturally, I think the only reason I followed her in the first place was because I wanted to know, has Davina sold the $75 million house? And if I follow her, I'll get those updates. The answer to that, you guys, is no. That $75 million house, the one that was $75 million, if you've watched Selling Sunset, you know what house I'm talking about. She came on as like the broker for it against the better judgment of Jason and Brett. Brett Oppenheim? Yeah, it's Brett Oppenheim. Brett? Yeah, it's Brett Oppenheim. And it's still on the Oppenheim website, you guys. And the crazy thing is, it's still $75 million. Now, I have seen so many hours of million dollar listing, House Hunters, even though I know House Hunters is fake, you guys. And one day I'll get into that as a deep dive. I will. I know that if a property sits on the market at the same price without any type of reevaluating the listing price, it's not going to move. And that's a term that my friends in real estate will know. It's just not, you're not going to move that property. So for this one, I mean, that happened in like 2019, I think. So for this to be sitting there, I guess, I think the man's name was Adnan. I guess he just doesn't need that $75 million. I wonder if it'll be a part of this new season that's coming up. I sure hope so. I cannot wait for this new season. Until then, you can read all about it on thedip.com. Use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription and check out TV Watch Repeat. It is a fantastic podcast that deep dives into some of the best TV pilots of all times, hosted by yours truly and Kate Ward, the CEO of The Dip. And I will be back tomorrow with new headlines, some Bachelor in Paradise chit chat. And until then, I hope everybody has a fantastic Tuesday and cheers.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.